Hey guys, this is Nancy Perez. This is Live Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. I am coming to you today from Studio 916, and I wanted to answer some questions. So you guys know that I have this series currently on the podcast, Women Who Inspire, and I spell woman with an X. And there are several of you that have had lots of questions about, one, if that was a grammar error, and two, if it wasn't, what it is. And so I spell it with an X, and lots of people are spelling women with an X and men with an X to be inclusive to all, because there is no wrong way to be a woman. So that means anyone and everyone is included in that, regardless of how you're born, how your gender was assigned at birth. If you feel like a woman, guess what? You are one. That's all it takes. We're not going to limit people based on old ideologies that really serve no purpose but put us in boxes, right? In the state of Colorado, you can now choose an X as your gender identifier. You don't have to use women or men. There is nothing wrong with utilizing women or men, but here at Live Cope, we like to be inclusive to all, and especially for me and the work that I do and the work that I do in the community. I have met so many incredible human beings that fall into these categories of, hey, this is the gender that was assigned to me, but this is not how I feel. And you know what? Who am I to limit anyone? I am absolutely no one, and no one should feel like they can limit anyone based on any of those things. So to be inclusive to all, an X is placed instead of an E or an A, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You're gonna be seeing it a whole lot more. It is taking like wildfire, like I said, in the state of Colorado. You can use an X as an identifier now. So even legally, it is starting to happen, because our job is to dismantle these boxes that we continuously get placed on, right? Woman, immigrant, legal, illegal. There's so many things that go into that when it comes to just talking about being put in boxes. And gender is the very first one that we get assigned to us. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But it is definitely an old ideology that we see now. Most people know of a trans person. Most people have met. And if you think that you haven't, think again, because you probably have. But if you can make it welcoming to all, guess what? People will tell you about their experiences. But if you try to stick with the old, we really can't advance as people. And so that's really the main thing to answer a lot of y'all's questions as to why the X is used. And no, it's not a grammatical error, but more than that, I want to talk about these boxes that we keep putting ourselves in, these boxes that we keep checking when we fill out documents, these boxes that are required of us basically pretty much everywhere we go. Whether we're filling something out online, we're filling something out at the DMV, we're filling something out at the doctor's office. It's check for this, check for that. Why do we need to know race? Why do we need to know gender? Why do we need to know all of these things, right? Some people will argue with me and they'll say, oh, well, it is very important and it is necessary. But then if you think back and look back as to why these things were created, it leaves a very sour taste in my mouth. Like here in Colorado Springs, to file a online police report, you have to select your race and you have to select your citizenship status. Why? Makes no sense. You're filing a report, you're not the criminal. But yet, we are in this society and we live in this society that require us to constantly check boxes and select, click on boxes that puts us in a category. And I am not interested in that. I'm interested in dismantling it. I'm interested in breaking those barriers down, those boxes down, to where you're just human. You're alive. You have a beating heart. You have a set of eyes, a nose, a mouth. Like, that's all you should be taken for face value, not where you come from, what's in between your legs, because that's, why does that have anything to do? Sex and sexuality and gender and all of that only comes into place when we're talking about procreation, but why do we continuously have to click and select these boxes? And it's because the system was created to keep us in those boxes and to generate this idea of, well, this is the box that you fit in, so you stay in this box and you can't be anything else. But as the years pass and as time passes, we are learning that, one, that's not true. That's just some BS that was fed to us. Two, if you push enough, things like your own state government will create an identifier that is an X. So my task and my goal is to do that, to dismantle all of these things. So I applied for a new ID and I selected X on purpose, not because I don't identify myself as a woman, but because if you go out there and you utilize those things, guess what? The government will have no option but to keep and continue being more inclusive to all people. And right now with the transgender ban passing at a such a big level, like the Supreme Court, it is scary and it's terrifying to see that they will go to many lengths to keep you in these boxes. And if the appeal for this doesn't go through, so many thousands of people that are so qualified for their job will lose their jobs. And I personally know one incredible human that will be affected by this. They are a linguist for the Army and one of the best at what they do, but yet their job is on the line because of who they are, who they feel like, and the lengths and the work that they've put in to become that person that they've always felt inside. Who am I, or who are you, or who is anyone to tell them that they're wrong for existing in this world as they see themselves in their heart and in their soul? How is that getting in the way of their job? It's not. But because we're so, so determined to keep people in these boxes, we're willing to go through lengths where now their job, their livelihood is on the line. And how is that fair? How is that right? You want to talk about healthcare, you want to talk about this, you want to talk about that. It's ridiculous to me because most people that talk about all these things, one, don't know what they're talking about. Two, they're just doing it from a place of hate. And real people's lives are being put in danger because of these old ideologies that we all have been fed our whole lives. So you have a choice. You can either stand on the right side of history or you can stand on the wrong side of history. Either way, years from now, you will have to stand by that and you will have to look back and see what you attributed to and what your ideas or so-called ideas attributed to. I personally, I'm only interested on being on the right side of history and being part of that history. I hope that you will join me. I hope this answers some of y'all's questions. Again, I'm always open to talk about it more, but I will not change my viewpoint on it because my viewpoint is for all humanity to be able to exist as they are. And if you are in the position to get in the way of that, then I'm sorry, but you're standing in the wrong side of history and you will see a decade, 2 decades from now, 3 decades, or maybe your children will see it in their generation. But either way, we all have a choice. And I often look back and think of civil rights when I think of this subject, and I think about all of the different things that have had to happen. And again, you can stand on the right side of history or you can stand on the wrong side of history. The choice is ultimately yours. That's all I have for you guys today. You can check us out at lifecopellc.podomatic.com. If you want to keep up with me, nancyiperez.com. I will catch you next week. See ya.